All right, Jim, a first fiddle of the season here in Dr. Hyde Park today. What was your read of that?
No complaints, to be honest with you. I didn't do enough to win the game, that's the bottom line. We got the game back to 2 points maybe with 20 minutes to go and 1 point with 10 minutes to go, and a gale force wind at your back. If you're not winning the game at, in that situation, it's your own fault in many respects. Second half, every score Roscommon got was a result of either our turnover or a kick out that we didn't get away. So the proof's in the pudding there, that is the answer to your question in many respects. So we're disappointed, surely to God, but we've had a good campaign up to this point. A lot of learnings from today, and we'll just move on to the next game now.
Yeah, it was very tough conditions out there. You were 11 points down at half time. I know you always say you can always come back, but you got a very good start to the second half. Did that build the belief that you were going to produce this comeback?
Yeah, I don't think the belief, the belief's in every team now that they can come back. That's just the way it is. You look at the game last night, Armagh was 117-107, I think, at one stage, and they came back to win the game. So I think that's in every team. It's just there's some key things you need to be able to do in the game, to manage the game, and to make sure that you kind of get over the line and in crucial moments. And we didn't do that. We didn't do that well today. I suppose the first half, there was a 5-point swing in the first half. We felt we had a penalty, and the boys are watching it back on the TV and they think it's a penalty as well. And, that really tightens the game, in terms of where you want to be playing against a Gale Force Breeze. And then they went down the pitch from that and kicked a 2-pointer. So that was a 5-point swing, which is fairly significant. And probably that would have solved a lot of problems, I would imagine, in terms of just not being able to chase the game. But they did chase the game down well in the second half and got it into a good position. Roscommon just they grounded out and they were physical and they were aggressive and they played really well and they were very good and established, and they pushed it out from a 1-point game to a 6-points game, and they won the game fair and square.
In the first half, Jim, against the wind, he cut Roscommon open a few times, had a few goal chances, probably needed to take one of them to be in a good position at half time. He didn't take them.
No, I think that's fair. I think that the penalty shout was one of them situations. I think Jason McGee had a very good opportunity as well. He just dragged it past the post. So we were happy in some aspects of it, but we were playing too aggressive in the first half. We were playing transitional football and established attack against the Gale Force Breeze, which didn't make sense. That we just needed to control the game and make sure that we were going to make good decisions and get the ball over the bar when the moment presented, not forcing those moments. You can't force the ball against the Gale Force Breeze. It's just not going to work out. It's hard to carry the ball into the wind. It's hard to control the ball. It's hard to control the ball when there's a guy pulling at you and all that there. So yeah. But we do seem to be talking. We're just chatting in the dressing room there. Say the likes of the day. You spend half the time chatting about the weather. Honest to God, you're out on the pitch beforehand, and this and the impact of this and the impact of that. And it's just the amount of time that you spend talking about the weather and the consequences, what we should do and what we shouldn't do. It's crazy, which is probably not.
Probably need to extend the season, do we, Jim?
or start later. maybe start later, and
conditions really tough there at the beginning of both halves, Jim. In the first half and the second half, if it went on much longer, there might have been doubts in the referee's mind.
It was tough for the supporters not talk about the players. The hailstones was battering off everybody there at one stage, But listen, when it ends up like that, there is an element of chance to it. But taking nothing away from Roscommon, they deserve their victory, and it's kind of back to the drawing board for us in many respects. And we have another game left in the league, and it's been a very good campaign for us up to this point. So I don't want to get caught up in too many negatives.
You're probably still in the driving seat, Jim, with the game to go, play Monaghan last game. If you win, you'll be in the league final.
I think there's a lot of permutations, to be honest with you. I think there's a good few permutations. It depends what happens with Armagh and Kerry. I think that's a big one. Roscommon won the next day. They have a big chance of being in the league final. So there's a lot of permutations.
But if you win, you're in the league final, Jim.
Well, we're not bothered either way, to be honest. If we win the game and we get there, we get there. And if we don't get there, we'll give us an extra week for down, and we'll have 5 weeks to prepare for that match. So, we're getting a lot out of it up to this point. We just want to keep that going. Dara hurt the hand against Kerry. Kieran Moore, Shane O'Donnell, and who else am I missing there? We've four on the way out today, so that does eventually come to bear on the team, but at the same time, they did pick up knocks, and we're fortunate that they're not too serious, and they'll be back very shortly.